marriages involving people under the age of 18, usually it's between 16 and 18, predominantly girls. And in many parts of the world, religious and cultural norms have little girls being married off with some frequency. But how about in Canada? 3,300 plus children in the past 18 years, under 18, have been the subject of marriage licenses issued in various provinces. We find Professor Koski in Montreal this morning. Alyssa, thanks for taking our call.
Thanks for having me on, John.
Do we know with any kind of certainty just how prevalent this is?
Well, I think you already said it. So my study says that there are at least 3,382 children who have been married under the age of 18 in Canada since the year 2000. And that total actually excludes Manitoba. The study's ongoing. I don't have that information from Manitoba just yet. So that number will rise.
Now, when you say children, it is typically between 16 and 18?
That's it. The United Nations defines child marriage as any marriage before the age of 18. So in Canada, we're talking primarily about 16 and 17-year-olds getting married.
Predominantly girls?
That's it. Over 85% of the children who get married in every province and territory are girls.
Usually marrying substantially older men?
Often marrying substantially older men. We find in about 40% of cases, we're talking about girls who are marrying men who are at least 5 years older than them, in many cases as much as 10 years older, and in the most extreme cases, more than 20 years older.
In terms of prevalence around the country, is it Alberta is the high water mark here?
Alberta comes out on top so far, yes. About, of those 3,300, nearly 800 of those marriages occurred in Alberta.
Do we know why?
We don't know why yet. That's the subject of ongoing research that I'm doing.
Is it a religious slash cultural predisposition, do you think?
Well, globally, we do find that religion plays a strong role in child marriage. Often, there is the idea that girls are safer within marriage. In many parts of the world, we're more concerned about sexual violence or keeping sexual activity within marriage. That can drive the practice.
Alyssa Koski is with us, Professor McGill University, the author of a piece on child marriage in Canada. So we condemn this practice in the developing world. Do we have a similar public policy inclination against it in Canada?
Well, that's one of the reasons I became interested.